Dear Cheap Astronomy, how long will Saturn's rings last? Short answer, 1 to 200 million years. And now the long answer. So firstly, we don't really know. The latest estimate of 1 to 200 million years is based on the latest observational data, which indicates that the rings are relatively new and they are steadily losing material, with no likelihood of that material being replenished. There are a range of proposals for how the rings first formed, a popular one being that they result from an icy moon having strayed into Saturn's Roche limit and consequently being pulled apart by gravitational tidal forces, with the fine shrapnel then settling into an orbital disk. A popular variation to that idea is that an icy moon had most of its outer crust ripped off, but retained its inner core, which might have been more rocky in nature. The grounds for this are that the rings are almost entirely water ice, with no signs of other debris that might be expected from a moon made of mixed materials. The grounds for the rings' recency, if you can call 100 million years recent, are that the ring material is bright and shiny, rather than dulled by the effects of accumulating dust that would be expected to happen over a longer time period. Also, we know the rings are shrinking, so working backwards, they would have been long gone by now if they hadn't formed relatively recently. Now, about that shrinking. There have been a number of observations of ring rain, that is, ring material falling down onto Saturn itself. The ring rain is partly due to Saturn's gravity, with perturbations arising from its rotation, as well as the orbit of close moons, jostling ring particles out of their stable orbit, sending them plunging down into Saturn. Saturn's powerful magnetic field also has an influence. While the ice of the rings is mostly neutrally charged, high-energy radiation and micrometeorite collisions can dissociate water molecules into charged ions, which are then perturbed by Saturn's magnetic field, to either fall or be dispersed. It turns out that although the rings are primarily composed of water ice, ring rain tends to be composed of more diverse materials. So it may be the case that the ring's steady erosion involves the water being dispersed elsewhere, leaving higher concentrations of residual ring material to fall as ring rain. Again, this is an evolving story with a range of contesting hypotheses in play, but this is one possible scenario. Prior to the end of the Cassini mission, a prevailing view was that the rings had maybe 300 million years left in the face of ongoing erosion and ring rain. However, one of Cassini's last observations as it fell towards Saturn was a close proximity measurement of ring rain, where the rain was calculated to be falling at a rate of roughly 10,000 kilograms per second, hence making it a substantial downpour rather than just a light drizzle. This then prompted a downward revision of the ring's remaining lifetime to around 100 million years. They won't completely vanish though. All the gas giants have at least little rings, and it may be that any gas giant will always have rings as a result of their large mass and large diameter. And over time, those rings will vary in size as either small objects or larger moons fall into gas giant Roche limits. So it may be that we just got lucky to have evolved sufficiently to invent telescopes in just the right era to be able to see Saturn with some real whoppers, even if they are just temporary.